Now, most people, hearing Mozart's opening theme for the first time, hear it in groups of two-bar phrases, which is correct, but they naturally tend to hear the first bar of the pair as strong and the second as weak. Strong, weak, strong, weak. But there's the rub, it's not so at all. The syntactic truth is that within this pair of melodic lines, it is the first bar which is weak and the second bar which is strong. That is, the first bar works as an upbeat bar to the second, and it is the second which is the down bar. Up and down, up, down, down. It's just the opposite. What makes us so sure of this? Well, for one thing, that very deletion in the vamp accompaniment, by which Mozart gives us only one single introductory bar, a strong one, of course, being the first one, thus automatically causing the melody to enter on a weak bar. Strong, weak, strong. You can easily see that this knocks the whole symmetrical structure of my endless schoolboy prose version into a cocked hat. Because instead of a shape that looks like this, a single introductory bar followed by four pairs of bars, the true shape turns out to be this, which is four pairs of bars right from the start. And if you think that's complicated, it even gets more so on this ninth bar, which is both strong and weak, a new ambiguity setting up a new asymmetry.